Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. I hope that everyone is staying home, staying safe, and really taking this time of stillness to just reflect on, you know, your life, reflect on your goals, and really think about how are you going to be different when our quarantine is over? How will you begin to focus on and manifest the things that you desire? How will you begin to care differently for yourself or spend time with others? Or, you know, maybe your work will look different after this quarantine. And so really now is the time to begin to reevaluate and reinvent yourself. And so with that, my special guest today is B, and B is coming all the way from Berlin, Germany. So we are so blessed to have her. B is a money manifestation coach who helps women to manifest abundance by breaking through their manifestation blocks. She has worked with numerous clients to supercharge their manifesting power and uses her unique skills and intuition to help people manifest more abundance in their life. So thank you, B, for joining me today. I appreciate you coming on to my show and sharing your knowledge with my listeners.
Hey, Erica. Thank you for having me today.
And so I always start with kind of like, tell me your story. How did you become to be a manifestation coach, a money manifestation coach?
Yeah, sure. So I was living a life that I guess so many people lead, where I was unfulfilled, and I discovered the law of attraction, but it wasn't working for me the way that I wanted. So I was still stuck in a job that I didn't like, and I was trying to make ends meet. Or when I had money, I invested it and then I lost it again. So there was all the struggle going on with money and with unhappiness. And I thought to myself, okay, I believe that the law of attraction does work. You can create a reality that you want. But why is it working for other people? Why isn't it working for me? So there must be something that I do or don't do that keeps away what I want. But there are people who master it, right? So I started to study everything that I could about law. And I studied people who were natural super manifestors, as I like to call them, people who can just manifest things easily. They are happy and things seem to just flow to them in a very easy and abundant way. And what I discovered for me was that I had blocks. By that, I mean limiting beliefs. So I thought, it's hard to earn money. I cannot manage money. I'm not smart enough to earn more money. And this can be different for everyone. Maybe someone thinks they do not have the right education to have a better job, or they don't have the right experience to earn more money. And all these beliefs that there's this underlying, I am not enough. And this I'm not enough can be in many different ways. But it's basically I'm not enough. And once I discovered that I had this I am not enough story going on, I was able to work on these stories, change them for me, and change my life around.
I love that. And I think that it's so true. So many people have these limiting beliefs and aren't even aware of it. You became aware of it because you said, hey, why am I not manifesting? Why am I doing what they're telling me to do, but I'm not getting what I want? I'm not getting the abundance of money that I want. And so you became aware of it. And so many people, when things don't come for them, they wonder why. And so it does have to do with the limiting beliefs that block your abundance.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's so important to not just stop and say, oh, it's not working out for me and it's never going to work out for me. It's really important to get the awareness to try to really figure out what's going on, because we are all abundant beings and the proof is there. If it does work for other people, it can work for you. You just need to get aware. You need to discover what blocks your abundance or what limiting beliefs you have, because only then will you be able to change things around. So the very first step is to become aware of what your blocks are. And I found a good method is to think back to our childhood, because many limiting beliefs come from our childhood, because when we are young, we do not have a conscious say, we cannot make a conscious decision. We just absorb everything that is happening in our environment. Or things that our parents repeat. Maybe our parents repeat so often, oh, do you know how hard your dad has to work for that? Or, oh, we do not have money to buy that. And all these beliefs, they get really implanted into your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind is so powerful. So it's important one way to figure out what blocks you have is to really sit down and think about your childhood and try to figure out what are the things that you heard or what are the things that you internally repeat over and over again. And another good way to figure the beliefs out is, do you happen to experience similar experiences in your life? For example, for me, it was I would always try to make ends meet, or I would always lose money somehow. So that was a repeating story in my life. And once I thought about it and I realized, okay, this is going on in my life, what is it that I do that makes these things happen in my life?
Mm-hmm. It's almost like you begin to realize there was a pattern.
Yeah.
And when you saw the pattern, you took ownership and said, what am I doing that contributes to this pattern that I keep manifesting?
Yes, exactly. So I definitely took power into my own hand. Instead of before, I was maybe in the victim mentality, or I thought things are happening to me, bad things are happening to me, and I can't do anything about it. But I decided to change that around and to really take power back into my own hand and to influence my life in a positive way, to look back at my life and to learn lessons from what had happened, instead of just staying in a victim mentality. But I decided to learn and grow from it, because everything that happens to us so that we can grow. The universe is always expanding, and we human beings are there to always expand as well. So that's a really great way, if you look back to everything, look back at your patterns, learn from them, and grow from them.
I love that. I love that because that is essentially the process of therapy that I do with my patients, is really look back at the times in your lives where these limiting beliefs were formed, and then what is the lesson to learn from them so that you can grow from them. And I love the fact that you said you switch from a victim mindset to one of an active participant. Like, I am in control of what I choose to believe. And so I'm no longer going to be the victim of that specific circumstance when I was younger, because now I'm an adult and I can say, okay, how do I choose to believe so that I can have a different experience? Even though this was my parents' experience, I realized that the belief system that I developed is not good for me. It's not working for me. And so I have to consciously change my mindset and say, you know what? I'm not going to believe that anymore about money. So what are some healthy beliefs about money that people can begin to shift towards to create more abundance in their lives?
So people can, for example, if they discover a belief that they have, for me, for example, it was money is hard to earn. So I changed that around to, no, money is easy to earn, or money is easy to manage. I just need to find the right way to do it. Then it's really, really easy. So just taking the opposite baby is a good start. And then from there you can just continue to see what belief works for you. What I also like to do is I like to use asking method. That is, I just ask the universe, what would it take for me to know that I am abundant, or what would it take for me to earn money easily? And when I ask open-ended questions like that, my mind opens to receive different answers. So before I was maybe just seeing one way to do it, but when I open up my awareness, I am suddenly open to pick up on opportunities or find different answers and see things that I wasn't able to see before, right? So there is this selective awareness. If you are open to receive different answers, to find different solutions, then you definitely will find them.
That's interesting, because I think most people think they have to come up with the answer. They have to find the solution. So maybe get another job, or maybe, you know, invest in this. So you're saying that you ask the question and put it out there, what will it take for me to earn more money easily? And then you're saying that answers come to you? Is that like prayer that you do that, or is that meditation that you do that?
So I do it, sometimes I do it in meditation, sometimes I just do it while I get ready in the morning, while I'm under the shower, or while I brush my teeth. So I try to just incorporate that in a convenient way into my life, because sometimes life gets crazy and you do not have time to sit down and meditate for half an hour. Then you can just do it while you get ready in the morning, right?
Just so you're just speaking it. You're just speaking it. Like, you know, what will it take? Speaking it out loud.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I'm just speaking it out. And even that is, it just creates such a shift in the awareness that it totally helps, definitely helps in receiving these answers that you need.
Wonderful. Okay. We're going to take a quick break for commercial, and we'll be right back with B. All right. The Money Manifestation Coach. Right back. Hello, good people. Welcome back. I'm here with B, all the way from Berlin, Germany, and she's talking about the abundance manifestation and just really manifesting more money, more happiness, just more abundance in your life, unlimited. And on this part two of our show, she's going to talk a little bit about some applicable things that you can do right now while you're in quarantine so that you can really focus in on what it is you desire and begin to manifest some of those things. And so I asked her to talk a little bit about her vision boards that she uses to help manifest. And there's some other tips that she's going to give us. So welcome back, B.
Yes, hi, thank you.
Where would you like to start?
So I would like to start maybe about vision boards, because that's always a great starting point. And a mistake that I did was I did my vision board and I would put on really big things because I watched The Secret and I read the book and it said, I just need to have my vision board and then everything will work out and I can put anything that I want on it. So I put really, really big dreams on it. But what happened then was things didn't fall into place. They didn't happen. And I got demotivated because I thought it's going to happen, right? But it didn't. And that really demotivated me. And I started to believe less and less. And now what I do is, how I solve that is, I have a two-part vision board. So on one part, I still put my bigger dreams and goals. And then on the other side, I put smaller things. So things that are easier achievable. Maybe that is and a bit more process oriented. So maybe that is to do yoga once a week. And I have a beautiful picture of a lady who's doing yoga. Or I have an income goal. Or I have a savings goal. So these are smaller goals that are easier to attain. And what happens is when I get there, when I manifest them, I get motivated again because I see, oh, it does work, right? So even if I don't manifest my bigger goals for a longer time, I still have these milestones in between that keep me motivated because they happen, they're easier to manifest. And another thing that people can do while they are in quarantine is, one thing that I do with my coaching clients is to show money some love, because if you show money some love, money will love you back. So we have, you're at home, we have a lot of time at our hands, and it's the perfect time to just go through your stuff. So you can start to maybe sort out your wallet and throw away all the old things in your wallet and just have a fresh start there. Or you can go and check your bank accounts. Maybe you have multiple bank accounts and you pay fees. Maybe you can merge these accounts, or maybe you have credit card debt and you can see if you can consolidate them somehow and pay off some of the debt, the different credit card that has lower interest rates. And this is a really great way to make use of this time while you're at home, while so many people are uncertain about if they're gonna still have their jobs or what's gonna happen. So if you start to really take care of your finances, or maybe you set up the savings account that you always wanted to set up, and you start with a really small amount, maybe it's just $20 for you, whatever it is, but just setting it up, getting into the habit will definitely have a big shift in your abundance flow, because now suddenly your focus is more positive. You start to build a relationship with money. I mean, think about it. the relationship with friends, how much time you take for them, or your family, you really take time for them, you meet them, you call them up. So why don't you do that with money? And if you really do that, if you get engaged there, things will definitely start to change in your life.
So it's kind of like establishing a healthy relationship with money so that it's not seen as a negative thing, but more as a positive thing, which is in the line of changing your beliefs, which is in the line of setting your vision board to photos that are attainable. And then you feel better about having attained them. And so you work towards the next goal or the next step for you. And so it continues a more emotional flow. And I think with the law of attraction, from my learning and understanding, it's important for you to connect an emotional way to it. And what you're talking about is connecting in a positive way to money.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I call it to show money some love, to put in some loving emotions, to take care of it, because then it will just take care back of you, right? There will money be coming into your life easily.
Yeah. What about, I know another thing that you talk about is like raising your energy vibration. You know, can you speak a little bit about that and maybe how that relates to your abundance?
Yeah, sure. So raising your energy or vibration means to live positive emotions like joy, happiness, love, abundance, to create more of these positive emotions in your life, because like attracts like. And if you send out positive emotions, positive things will be attracted back into your life. A great example is the feeling of abundance. So how abundant do you feel at the moment, or what can you do to raise your feeling of abundance? And of course, you stay at home at the moment, but are there maybe little things that you can do to raise your vibration? Maybe it's to take care of yourself more, maybe to work out. For me, for example, now I do every morning, I do a yoga session, and I do my nighttime routine and my morning routine. So I really take care of myself, because it's very important, because when you fill up your cup, then you can not only take better care of yourself, but better take care of your loved ones. And then also to think about an area of your life that makes you feel unabundant. For me, it's a very funny story is I used to never buy blueberries because I thought they're too expensive. And I would just buy different fruits like apple or banana. But then I thought, or I realized, each time I passed blueberries, I actually wanted to have them, but I never bought them in the past. And that really made me feel unabundant. So I decided to look for areas like that in my life and to switch them up, because spending a few dollars on blueberries won't break the bank, but it will have a big difference on my vibration. And even now, even during this crisis, I am able to attract money, which is really great. So I had to move, for example, lately. And then my old landlord told me, I moved 2 weeks out earlier than planned. But he said, oh, you know what, you moved out early, I'll just give you back your rent.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was wonderful.
Yes, that was so unexpected, and I didn't have to ask for it or anything. But I think because I have a high vibration and I just attracted that, right? So I wasn't fearful. I didn't have to ask for it. It just flowed to me. And this is a really great example to have. Or my the fitness center that I go to, they send me an email that I just need to pay half of the monthly rate. Okay. Because I cannot use it. There are just so many little things that happen like that. And that's amazing, right? We have such a crisis going on, but I'm still able to attract money easily.
But like you said, you focused on taking care of yourself.
Yes.
And when you take care of yourself, you feel good. And when you feel good, it keeps your vibration high. And I learned, too, that just movement keeps your energy high and your vibration high. And so those are some of the things that I think people aren't aware of, that taking care of yourself, which seems like you don't have time for it. Well, now you have more time because you're at home. And so instead of focusing your energy on worry or the lack of money or, you know, negative things that might come, if you focus on things that give you joy, focus on taking care of yourself, focus on moving, then it'll keep the flow of your energy high, and it'll keep the flow of, you know, the abundance to come into your life.
Yeah for sure. And I think it's also very important to think about how do I want to come out of this quarantine, or what can I do in order to secure a job or get a new job if the current one ends. You have time, so maybe you, and there are so many opportunities online where you can learn something. Maybe you can get a certificate in a different area. And you learn something new, because there will be still needs and there needs to be innovation. So how can you innovate yourself? What can you learn and do to come out of this time stronger than before?
Yeah, I love that. Can you provide them with the information on your website and the tools that you have that people could, you know, study during this time? Can you share that?
Sure. So my website is called manifestingsquad.com, and I am also on different social media channels. And I also like to invite everyone to join my free Facebook group, where I share tons of valuable information and videos and posts, which is called Manifesting Squad on Facebook. So basically, I'm everywhere as Manifesting Squad on Facebook, on YouTube, on Pinterest. So choose your favorite channel, actually, and look for Manifesting Squad and you will find me.
Manifesting Squad. Okay, I got it, B. Are there any last words that you'd like to offer, or tips that you'd like to offer my listeners on manifesting money or abundance into their lives?
So really try to use the technique. If you don't do anything else that we talked today about, try the method with asking questions. What would it take for me? What would it take for me to come out stronger out of this quarantine? And you can do that really just while you do something else. You can do it in your head even. You'll have time for it because there's no extra time needed. But it's a great method to help your life.
I love it. Thank you so much, Bea. I appreciate you taking the time to come on my show. And I just wish you all of the luck and abundance, you know. Thank you
so much for having me again today.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.